I have paid the price for being me for years, and I am around people I certainly do not understand. From XY chromosome, from them to my grandparents, and from my grandparents, I don't understand family. All family ever gave me was a point to not trust. There was nobody that I could trust, turn to, talk to. Our home was secrets. Always. X chromosome, a complete dictator. You have to agree with everything she has to say. Otherwise, you're wrong in her eyes, in her world, and you don't exist anymore. Or I should say, I didn't exist anymore. And Y chromosome, just as fucking irresponsible as X. I mean, neither of them were better or worse than one another. For either of them to think that they are better in their minds is incorrect. And the only person who truly loved me was my grandmother. She saw me. She saw everything I could be. And surrounded and racked in jealousy. Can you imagine that shit? Already hated. I was the number one mutt born in the family. Hear that? Number one mutt. And people were already digging my fucking grave. That's who I should say. Ajima. X's grandmother looked at me and said, "Wow, what a pretty yellow baby." I was also accompanied with jaundice when I was born. Since X chromosome was staying with Y chromosome, Ajima took care of me. She loved me. She changed my diapers. She chased me and just wanted me to be a baby. My mother, on the other hand, my mother, she was jealous over the fact that I garnered and gained attention when she thought since she gave birth to me, she deserved all the attention in the world that I received that she never received from her own fucking mother. Now, my mother was sexually abused by her father. 5 years, my mother said nothing. The moment my mother found out she was pregnant with me, holy fuck, she stepped up and said, "Hey, my daddy's been fucking me." Used me as a fucking shield. I'm not even born, and I'm already considered a shield for my mother, so she could step up with her courage to tell her family that she had been fucked by her daddy. Of course, her mother denied all of that because she was fucking her son. Years of talk of listening to how, you know, this man hurt her, harmed her, made her a victim. And it was upsetting because here it is, 10 years later, and I swear, here we are with my grandfather, her father, and we're not even in town, I swear, 7 days, and he's... And X chromosome and I, we slept in the same bed, so here he is creeping in, I don't know what time, but all I know is something took place, and all I had to do was fucking leave. I got up and I left. My mother, she stayed. All that talk about how she'd kill this motherfucker had he ever touched her again. Still walked. I can't explain it, can you?